We meet again. Stay safe, stay sane, stay sassy, and most importantly, stay sexy, my friends.
This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hi, everybody. My name is Daniel Thomas Wachowski. Tune in to the local news for better weather, interviews with your friends and neighbors, and more on WGXC from 7 to 10 every morning. WGXC is here to start your day with democracy now at 8. Tune in weekdays to 90.7 FM to get your morning going.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth LeJudis of Hanacroy, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement.
I mean, just brilliant and also incredibly important in the evolution of music. Everybody always credits Mick Jagger and, you know, Janis Joplin for bringing that raw sort of pulsing sexuality to rock and roll music. But, you know, that's all Ike and Tina. And I thought about, you know, putting together this whole retrospective of her work and all these songs, but I just kept coming back to this one record that I think, to me at least, is just the pinnacle of what Tina Turner, well, Ike and Tina could do. So I'm just going to play a whole side of this record. It is a live recording of the Ike and Tina Turner show somewhere in Texas in 1964. Again, before the huge pop success, before, you know, the drugs and the fame of the late 60s and early 70s, just pure early rock and roll. Just the intensity of her voice in this live performance is incredible. The precision and energy of the music, it's just everything. So I'm going to shut up and play it now. This is Ike and Tina Turner, live in Texas in 1964.
Thank you. Can't you hear the wind blow, my love? Can't you hear the wind? Another one of the oldies, but goodies. The other night.
Yeah. shake it up a little bit. I want all of you to shake it up too.
Oh, Lock. Have you got yourself a drug? Look, there's a guy at the back of this.
The sex act.
Babe!
They're asked the question when police dare not step in with the air thick with marijuana smoke. They had one right near Baton Rouge the other day. 100,000 kids were there. The huge speakers that beat out the music as dope-filled entertainers and performers beat up on the guitars and drums in the streets. Those young people that ripped off their clothes and acted like animals. Over you and beats upon your brain. And I really didn't know what I was doing, they said. I just pulled off my clothes and I had to do it.
Push, push, and push.
You boys and girls that have Beatle records at home, this is the most rotten, dirty, damnable, filthy, putrid filth that this nation or the world has ever seen. To be in your home, you ought to be taken out somewhere and horsewhipped. You hear me? And I mean it, my friend. They're having sex, the sex, 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 sex, the sex.
Thank you.
That was Christian Marclay. An excerpt of his master's voice. Before that, John Oswald, a track called Brown from his Plunderphonic series. We heard Matmos, an excerpt from A Donut in the Sky, which is part one of a 3-disc set called The Consuming Flame. Before that, a digital hardcore tribute to NWA. We heard a track by Hrvatsky. We also heard Ciccone Youth in that set. Get into the groovy. Ciccone Youth being Sonic Youth and Mike Watt. Messing around with drum machines at some point in the 80s and singing Madonna songs. We heard Fred Frith, his version of Dancing in the Streets from the album Gravity. And before that, Booker T and the MGs performing Ray Charles's I Got a Woman. We heard the Funk Brothers, also the sort of famously unfamous Motown studio band. From an album called That Motown Sound, we heard Can I Get a Witness. Before that, The Supremes, a brilliant album where they cover so-called British Invasion tracks, songs by the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five. We heard A Hard Day's Night from that album, A Bit of Liverpool, and we started the set, the whole show, with Ike and Tina Turner. The Ike and Tina Turner Show Live, as it's billed on this record from 1964, a recording of Ike and Tina at their best. Up next, here on Disco 3000, music from Speaker Music, DeForest Brown Jr.'s project Speaker Music, his debut album called Black Nationalist Sonic Weaponry. From it, we are going to hear On Bloodthirst and Jungle Fever.
All right. So I'm going to start off with a quote by an African. His name is Saint Augustine. Right? It's an epilogue to his Confessions. And it goes something like this. Let me offer you in sacrifice the service of my thoughts and my tongue, but first give me what I may offer to you. Let me offer you in sacrifice the service of my thoughts and my tongue, but first give me what I may offer to you. Let me offer you in sacrifice the service of my thoughts and my tongue, but first give me what I may offer to you. Right? There's a reciprocity here. You give, and I receive, and I give back. That's how all rituals work, right? Here's the context. In 1503, most of the population, most of the Aboriginal Taino population in the island of Hispaniola was completely decimated. Decimated. By the colonial Spanish administration. The royal crown began to get worried. Where's the labor? Where are we gonna fund the machinery of capital? We've killed all the aboriginals on the island. Where? Christopher Columbus's son, head of the administration at the time, said and requested from the royal crown, how about we get some Africans take a bunch of Africans from West Africa, and we can get cheap and free labor from them. Let's get as much as we can. In 1505, the Spanish crown accepted the request and sent a shipment of 100 African slaves to the island of Hispaniola. The first African slaves in the New World. And thus begins the 500-year odyssey of the African in the New World. Okay. All right? 1505. The first Africans. 1505, the first Africans in the New World. 100 of them crossed the Atlantic. From the Wolof tribes, from the Dahomeys, from the Yoruba, all throughout West Africa and Central Africa. 1505. In 1510, the first recorded instance of rebellion. Rebellion against capital and rebellion against empire, using what we will call today guerrilla warfare. 40 Senegalese Africans in a sugar factory in what we can call today Santo Domingo killed most of the slave owners, took their children, and ran up to the jungles at the hills of Santo Domingo. The first rebellion against capital and empire. The first rebellion against capital and empire. In the name of who? 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 There is an African spirit that they brought across the Atlantic. His name is Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. The rebellion in the name of a spirit. Invoke the spirit. Invoke the spirit. Ogun Kalembo. 40 Africans. The first to rebel. Guerrilla warfare didn't start in Vietnam. Guerrilla warfare was not innovated in Vietnam. It started 500 years ago, right at the beginning. 5 years after the Africans were brought to the New World to rebel in the name of Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo, the spirit, an African spirit. In West Africa, he is known as the home. But what happens when you're ripped out of your home, taken across the Atlantic, and brought to another place, a new world, that God no longer serves the function of the home, but rebellion. And the iterations of that spirit that gets invoked through the drums. We can call it the Holy Ghost after the African was Christianized, partially Christianized, barely Christianized. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, whoa! The Holy Ghost, woo! The Holy Ghost, woo! Ogun Kalembo, 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 Holy Ghost, Logos, Logos, if you prefer your Greek, if you prefer your Latin, Espiritu Sancti,
invocation of the spirit became swing. Jazz. This invocation became cool. It became swag. It became sauce. It became that je ne sais quoi. Let's invoke it. All through the drums. The drums in jazz. The drums in soul. The drums in funk. The drums in rap. The drums in techno. Let's make techno black again. Let's make techno black again. Ogun Kalembo. Who knows that name? Many have felt it. It's become an international enterprise. Sold and commodified to anybody. We call that hip-hop these days. Ogun Kalembo. Ogun Kalembo. Woo!
It is the sun that melts you from the inside. Ogun Kalembo, it is the sublime. In other iterations throughout the world, we can call it Kali. In other iterations, we can call it the beyond. Kant called it the sublime, Immanuel Kant, German Westerner. But you know what? He was a prey to sweat. The story goes that Kant, Immanuel Kant, the philosopher, the story goes that he was afraid to sweat. He would go on his walk.
Yeah, so in South Africa, there's this tradition, a specific tribe, and...
And the moment he began to sweat, he would stop. But that doesn't happen with the African. Ogun Kalembo, you keep going. You keep going till your body drops, until the spirit hits you. They call that the Holy Ghost.